heard from Nicole.
I was gonna see if anybody.
We did hear from Elisa that she will.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think Nicole emailed and was it Nicole
that's right,
her,
she's got
her
husband's
birthday.
Birthday. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, then
so
I
we get started.
It's going to be here.
All right, welcome everybody. I guess we don't have a citizen comment. Do we have a motion? I can make a motion. So a motion to approve the minutes from last month. Anybody take a look at those and
second.
See anything will change?
I didn't say anything.
Seconded?
Seconded.
Then we vote on it. All in favor say aye.
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 Cool. Perfect. The next thing we have is to review more of the city's wellness survey. Do we want to do that without Elisa? Because I know that's something that she was walking us through.
That's probably, this was an important one to her.
Yeah.
Maybe we could, I mean, probably could wait.
Okay. That goes along with the next one, too. We were going through the improvement plan. We probably don't need to go as in-depth into it, but I guess we've all had it for a while. Does anybody have anything that they want to say about it besides what we've been reading or in conjunction with what we've been reading? If you know, that's fine too.
What did we get to last time, or what did you guys get to last time?
We got to page 12, the three essential approaches.
Yeah.
It's kind of where we stopped. It seemed like the next break.
Okay.
I'm fine with that too.
Additional comments.
So
it gets
I mean, I think what Elisa's doing is, or I think, you know, we just continue to go through it. And just keep it in the forefront of our minds, just like the wellness survey, right?
Yeah.
Trying to use those as our guiding documents as a committee.
Which I think the ones we did a really good job. I like how you brought that up, Jeff, with the some of the PowerPoints you were showing. And was that last month or? I remember you sent out a PowerPoint and that was something you talked about how you wanted to make sure we hit on what's in the survey.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm sorry. No, you're fine.
What was?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's not that important. We can wait till we're talking about
the whole thing
together. So, yeah,
okay.
Don't need to ramble and waste time.
I'm gonna say something about the wellness plan, though.
Please.
The county plan. I think the county plan might help you guys as we get into November and December meetings. To think about your 2026 goals,
mm-hmm.
because I think this plan is organized in a way that leads to sort of goal statements and statements of initiative, like this is what the county's going to do, or
mm-hmm.
this is how we should do this, and so I think the value to our committee, even though this is a countywide plan and it's kind of a lot of it is health department scope, so it's not really our scope. I think the structure and the organization of the plan could help you to think about things that you might want to do next year.
Yeah.
You would put on your goal list.
Yeah.
That was going to be one of the things I mentioned. So the PowerPoint presentation I did is just kind of like a bare bones
yeah.
outline, but I was going to mention the Healthy Utah designation
yeah.
at the Planning Commission meeting to kind of plant that as a seed in our minds as well to think like, one of the things that we try to do as a city is every year come up with unique
yes.
accomplishments or milestones that we hit that would maybe be applicable for that designation. And,
right.
and if they do anything like that, they can communicate that
yeah.
with you. And
that's great.
But also just to be maybe mindful of that. Like when I think there's a lot of concrete ways that you know planning comes into play with the goals of public safety and public health and
mm-hmm.
things like that. So.
Yeah, totally.
I just was driving a roundabout the other day and everyone was going about 90 miles an hour on the roundabout. And it's like, it would be nice to do something about roundabout speed. I don't know, so, or something, so. So, yeah, but.
Yeah.
Are we up to recertify with the healthy Utah designation?
We just did.
We just did, okay.
Yeah, we just got it just a month ago.
Oh, awesome. Well, good job.
So it's good for
2 years?
Oh, 3 years,
okay.
Cool, that's great.
Until 2028.
And will you guys explain to me what that is? What'd you
it's a designation that Utah cities can receive that, and there are requirements. One of the requirements was that we formed a health and wellness committee. Other requirements include things that your community does, like, you know, public outreach, which we do. We hold a health and wellness center. It might be worth, I mean, just as a suggestion, if this committee wants to take 5 minutes in your next meeting, I could walk you through
that'd be great.
What I put on the application to recertify. And you could see, you can see what we've done and what we said we would do.
Yeah, that would be great.
That
would
that
be helpful for you.
That'll help us for our goals, yeah.
So I'll do that. I'll make a note that we put that on the next agenda. But yeah, we just got that presented to us at the League of Cities and Towns Conference 2 weeks ago.
Cool.
We got it a month ago, but they presented it to us. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
But I think you're right, though. Like, I think about this little chart they have all the time, where we could all be doing our own little thing in silo.
Yeah.
But if we kind of focus it in on what's going on with the larger community, we can have a bigger impact. So I think that's a great point. The next thing we have is the draft policy for involvement of non-city organizations. I think that was something you had, Ken, to talk about some of these groups that were approaching us.
Yeah, I'm actually working on this a little bit with the city council too, so I don't really have a draft for you guys today, but you know, the idea is just who do we partner with? How do we evaluate those potential partnerships when they come to us? So I am working on a draft, but I just don't have it for this time. So.
Is there anything, you said you're working on with the city council, is there anything that currently happens with people when they want to talk to city council?
Yeah, so the same thing happens to the city council. It's a little bit different because the council's breadth of what they do is it's a larger umbrella, right?
Yeah.
And so we get all kinds of requests for financial assistance or ideas that folks have or existing organizations that want to partner with the city. This doesn't happen very often, maybe 3 or 4 times a year, but I think the council has a desire to put together a little more structured process for how they evaluate those things. It's not like it's the top priority of what they're working on, but I think they want to have something in the next few months adopted, maybe a policy statement or a procedure. You know, when someone approaches the city council, here's what we're going to do with it. They did something similar, although it's not written down as a policy statement, but they actually gave me affirmative direction when we received emails. So if a citizen emails the city council, they now have a procedure for how that email is going to get responded to. And so, and it's verbal. I should write it down, but it's really just the instructions they've given to me. And so we work together to respond to people. So and it works 99% of the time when people check their email.
Yeah.
The biggest flaw is that sometimes people don't check their email. I mean, I pay to check my email, but I mean, you know, so sometimes we get busy, and if you miss one, it can become a problem. But other than that, we have a process for how those all get addressed. Phone calls and emails get answered, you know, as soon as possible.
So,
is our idea to share this policy with other, like, non-city organizations, or is this just kind of an internal policy?
I think
policy?
It's mostly internal.
Okay.
But I do think it would be helpful when someone contacts Wendy Page, for example, or maybe they'll call me, or they'll call Sherry, or they'll call Craig, and then we'll, and then we can say, well, here's the process.
This is how you'll be evaluated. This,
yeah, okay. And I think that in this case, in the case of this committee, it might be good to, I'm not doing this for the council, but it might be good for this committee to put together a simple or a basic application or a questionnaire, something that people would fill out to identify what their request is, how much it is, what the purpose of their organization is, what they do, how they envision a partnership with the city, like how would we, what would we do in a partnership? And I think a basic one-page application, I'll just call it an application, would help this committee to you know, to process those things. And again, we just don't get them very often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be good, even if it's not very often, to have kind of a procedure set up. So anyway, I'll keep working on that.
Would one of our like purposes of our committee with that be to be like a kind of filtering or like first like exposure process or person to some of these, and then we would say like move it on up or something
maybe,
like that?
Yeah, especially if they need financial, if they're asking for financial assistance or a financial partnership, then this committee would make a recommendation to the council.
And like that's what the other committees would be for, like if someone had a art idea, they go to the art people first.
Yes,
and then
that's exactly what they do.
So it's kind of like a way to move up the steps, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And in the future, maybe when people know who this committee exists, there might be more.
Yeah.
So it'd be a good
thing
to have.
There could be more, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Cool.
Maybe part of the questionnaire, too, could also just, if that's used to identify or assess the incoming request, that might be something where maybe there's requests that would go be directed to other groups like the art committee or trails or planning, that kind of thing.
Like if there was like an overall questionnaire, not just one from us, but like from all the groups, and then if someone's filling it out, they could have a drop down and say, does this pertain to health and wellness, activities?
That's a good idea, actually.
And then it could get filtered and sent on to that committee.
Yeah.
Yep. Good idea.
Great. Thank you. Those are great ideas.
Ideas for a newsletter or social media. I know Nicole had this last month, but she was saying that she didn't think her.
Yeah, so I have an update on that. We did, so I don't know if I dropped the ball or what, I'm sure I did, but Nicole sent information to Linda. We didn't get that posted in September. She sent out a notification to a little note to the text message group that has about, it has several hundred people in it today. Mm-hmm. So she did send something out today on suicide prevention to that group. What she did post in September was a link to Davis County's site to a number of websites, or a number of resource sites, I guess you'd call them. I don't know if they're all websites.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I apologize for that. I'm sure it was me, just not. Linda and I got the email, but we realized today we hadn't put anything up.
That's all right.
We'll do that. And then I think, Sam, you were going to do October.
Yep.
And do we have your content already? You did air
quality. I have
stuff.
Boiled it. So I've taken a look. So I sent air quality a while back.
Uh-huh.
I feel like my post, after we kind of talked, you know, and I think Jeff had some valuable feedback on kind of boiling it down to a lot quicker of like, you know, people don't spend a lot of time reading social media posts. They're scrolling through and stuff like that. And so I've boiled it down to, you know, I wanted to ask you guys how many you think is like too much, how many we should be shooting for, like on air quality, if we should just be shooting out. I guess how many do you think we should do a month? And what is Linda's capacity? Because I think that's what we don't want to exceed.
I think that's a concern, is that Linda's putting out stuff for a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah.
I think we could do more than this, but I think to start, since we're not really doing this, I think we ought to put one really good post a month together and see if we can make that be an effective way to let the community know that there's a health and wellness committee.
I jotted down some ideas.
In my office.
Just thinking about like the season it was.
Yeah.
And I was like kind of Googling ideas, and it was interesting when I like was kind of the Google results you get, you end up getting stuff that's either health and wellness for like people personally, like your body, or you get health and wellness related to like your dwelling. So some of the ideas I wrote down, I don't know if any of these would be useful, but just kind of some of the basic seasonal ones, like replacing batteries and smoke detectors or carbon monoxide detectors, because people have their furnaces coming on for the first time.
Yeah.
And people have carbon monoxide issues with that. Another one was about replacing filters in your furnace, again, because people are putting the furnaces on. For self-care, one of the ones that came up a lot was like encouraging people to go on walks and things, because there's less sunlight and people start to get to go outdoors less, and maybe we could do something to encourage people to walk. I was thinking with that, also maybe mentioning like the Foxborough Wetland or Wild Rose or Thomas.
Oh yeah, that just opened up.
Yeah.
I saw it in the City Journal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To kind of say like, here's some places to go for a walk. And those are, the other one was like reminding people to get updated vaccines, like the flu or the COVID booster.
Yeah.
To the season for that.
She did a flu shot one, but I think she's gonna do another one.
Did they have that? Did they already have that clinic here? Because I saw they were having one.
I don't know.
They have it at Lee's as well.
I just saw on Facebook they're doing flu shots around here.
They weren't up here today, I don't think.
Really?
These are good though, Jeff.
But I was thinking maybe just making it more like that, like, because I was thinking like we should be doing like maybe seasonal things. Like in the winter, there's got to be stuff. I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now, but like, there's got to be stuff about like, what should people be reminded or encouraged to do in the winter?
I think with inversions, probably air quality becomes forefront of mind.
Yeah.
So how do you protect yourself when on bad air quality days, right? What should you be doing? Or so, and I think that's a great point.
Maybe even like what are apps or websites people could put on their phones to find out air quality.
Yeah, like resources. Yeah, because I have one post in here that was about that, but I think Jeff, this is a great idea. So instead of maybe I reserve the air quality stuff for maybe, you know, in December or January, February, when
it's
we really start those inversions. It becomes front of mind because people see it, right? I mean, not that air quality is not bad throughout the year, but it's just forefront of mind. So, but yeah, I can come up with a post. You know, I think I liked the check your carbon monoxide, change your filters, those types of things, or the get outside.
They're
right?
All good. Yeah, those.
I think those
are
all
great
ideas. So,
great
and very seasonal oriented. So I think that's a great approach.
I think the other thing is, it also is maybe something that's easy for, like, if Linda's crafting the post and she's kind of coming up with the graphics, like coming up with like. The ideas is a good thing to kind of maybe help, because she can then kind of execute
it
how
she
wants.
If she has an idea, a content idea, the post isn't too difficult. If she has to come up with the whole thing, it's hard.
Yeah.
So Jeff just listed like three or four like good ones. What if we just sent her like a list and we're like, hey, these are things from the Health and Wellness Committee we think would be good to remind people of and say, can you throw a graphic on and share it sometime?
Do you want me to just send them in an email? I can CC everyone to Linda, and then I could leave out the flu shot one if she's already sent that. And then
And then we can
And I'll work on boiling mine down to more like concise air quality is hard to do in like a concise. I mean, one of them was like, hey, we've got a new bus route, like that's great in the city, right? The 417. The other one was, hey, you know, Davis County. Health department has you know, a bunch of air quality monitors that are accessible online, and they have, and they're very localized, right? So there's one in Foxborough, there's one, you know.
Great to know if there's a
just a link to that.
Link to
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the ones that I was thinking of, kind of.
Even posting like the boss, but posting the schedule, like so the
yeah.
people,
yeah.
you know, kind of getting over that inertia of.
Yes.
Not using it.
Yep. Yeah.
And let's
we have like so much
stress,
good information though. When
like
you like get you to get like an article
stress.
At the City Journal or
because
something like
yeah.
that.
Turn the TV
yeah.
off.
I think I can totally
right now.
Like an op-ed or like just even like an information
yeah.
article
yeah.
for the.
Well,
because I still read the City Journal when it comes to my house, you know.
And
it's like
quit looking at it all.
Yeah. And then we could just link our link social media link to their website where it's an article.
Yeah.
Eat right, don't drink. Wrong.
The forced happiness of the holidays too.
Yeah,
it's okay to not enjoy it.
Can I ask you guys, when did it happen that we quit publishing the newsletter, the Nurse Salt Lake newsletter? What month was
oh,
that?
Oh, mailing it?
Huh?
Mailing it?
Yes.
Been
no, I'm so sorry. Yes, mailing
few
it.
Years.
We still do it
twice.
They still mail one out, though.
We do 2 a year, don't we?
Two
do
physical
oh, yeah,
one.
We do
I've gotten
year.
A mailed one, yeah.
Oh, 2 a
yeah.
year.
2 a year we mail. The rest are
virtual.
You have to sign up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of asked people about it, and they said, ever since, if it doesn't come to my house, I don't look it up at all.
Didn't you just go in the
bill, is it, was it a
paper bills,
if
but that's why I stopped?
The, if you just go to the city website, you can sign up for it.
For the paper one, too.
Yeah, if you're
you,
on the,
you can have it mailed to
everyone
you.
In the city will get it mailed to them twice a year.
Twice a year only, so, but yeah.
But
yeah. back in the day, wasn't it sent like in like
bill.
The bill, the water bill? But then when that went digital,
yeah.
It didn't go out anymore once that went digital.
But that was something like $6,000 a month in cost or something.
Yeah, it was
so.
A huge amount.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's a big
to
cost.
Mail that out.
Yeah.
And
printing.
I know a lot of, well, some residents read it, but I'm sure a lot of it goes in the trash, unfortunately, right?
I think people I know and friends
mm-hmm.
I have, we read it. It's advertisements that people throw away a lot. I see that.
Yeah.
But the city newsletter, I always read. I've read it for
25
years. Every time it came, from front to back, I've read it all. Even
you should sign up.
For?
So you should sign up.
The email one, yeah.
You've got an email.
Oh, well, I sure will.
The email
yeah.
one's great, yeah.
But they and then there's also one at the office. You can take
yes,
a hard copy.
Come in here and get one.
And then you can look it up. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's
just one way to connect so much with the community, and it's just...
There's something about having a paper copy too. Like I would stick it on my fridge when there was like a calendar of events and things
yeah.
like that. I was just
yeah.
like,
yeah,
stick it
yeah.
on.
Hmm.
Someone needs to have like a virtual refrigerator app so you can have an app that you post
oh,
things
you
like that you want to save. like every screen capture you take gets
yeah.
put on your virtual
yeah,
refrigerator.
That's great. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Smart fridges have screens. Just
they
you
do.
Take a screenshot and it goes up on your screen on your fridge.
Yeah.
You guys are on a million-dollar idea here. Stop the recording real fast. And
yeah. Copyright.
Yeah. Copyright.
We look at things like this that we put out. You know, I guess David Cowley
yeah.
does this. It's like
yeah.
amazing. Like you get to just look. And I'm everybody over I don't know what age, 50 something. They do not want to dig on their phone. Kids are like, oh, I'll find that. You know, and everybody's so resistant to, so they want these.
My dad's 75. I'm constantly reminding him that Siri exists. I'm like, ask Siri
yeah.
next time. So you could just ask Siri. What channel is this game on? I'm like, ask Siri.
It's not a good strategy to wait for all the young people to get to be old people. That's a different way of saying. I didn't want to say all the old people are dying.
I'll do it in front of them at their house. Like I'll pick up their phone and they're like, how many tablespoons is in what? And I'm like, how many tablespoons is this? And I'll put the phone down and it will announce it. And I'm like, there you go.
You're too used to asking Jeff instead of Siri.
I tried with my mom and dad. They could never. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad called us once. We always have to, he was single by himself. My mom died. And he'd call and say, I lost my Google. I have lost it. It's gone off my computer. My Google's gone. You're like, Dad, what do you exactly mean? But trying to help an older person over the phone with their...
It's a trillion-dollar company. You didn't lose it.
That we were going to pull our hair right out. But sometimes I feel like that. It's like
it was a good idea you had, though, to have... I think you had this idea of at the senior lunch bunch of helping people
Oh, yeah, with technology.
Yes, and then I found out the bureaucracy of that. I worked on that this month, and, well, in 3 weeks. But it's like, you know, they want, well, I could talk about that later. But I thought it'd be a great idea. Everybody's already there. Why can't we just walk in here for 25 minutes and say the computer class will be right after lunch, yeah, after bingo,
great,
I mean.
It's a great idea.
Then I found out I have to bring that to you guys, which I was going to do. Then that has to be approved. Wendy said, you know, it has to be approved, and then it has to be approved, and then I have to.
It'll be approved.
Will it? Like, by next time or anything? Because I'm a little frustrated. Like, they really want they want to display their talents. They want a talent show. And then it's finally, after talking about it now, because it's been couple months, and then Wendy said, I'm putting it on the calendar for May. Well, what? I don't know. Some of these people could be gone by May. Next May. There are some really old people that are really, they were so excited. They're coming up to me, the girl that does all the flowers and stuff for the centerpieces. I don't know if they might want to see my talent like this. Is that, can I do it? Adorable. She takes me in that room where they're I'm like, yes, this is a talent, and we'll put it all on. But next May, I don't know. I'm not used to the.
Do we have a teacher?
Bureaucracy.
Do we have somebody who can do it?
Have what?
Do we have an instructor or an idea?
Like the technology or the computer?
Who's going to teach us what they're going to teach?
Oh, yes, I do. I have I'm sorry. My brain went to the talent show, and I'm like, oh, teach talent. Okay, so yes, we have a guy, right? That's one of the younger seniors. And he teaches it all the time. He said, I'd be glad, I'll come right. I go, God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Show up.
Great.
But
it should be that one. I mean,
I think you can do it. I think we could do it.
I'd like to have something scheduled in here every time after, because they have, even if it was a time when they could ask a question about health and wellness of any kind, or it'd be so easy once a month to schedule a little class about stress, about elderly, about being safe with their walkers, canes, stuff.
I think it's a great idea.
The fact that people break their hips, that's the number one reason they end up out of their homes and in a care center, they break their hip, and that the incidence is high.
Yeah.
So being careful over the winter, I mean,
right.
I seriously could find a million topics. How to eat
I'll
better.
I'll tell you what, I can get approval right now for it.
Okay.
I mean, not right now, tomorrow. I will call some people. I know some people.
I was thinking about that, like talking about like the computer assistants or phone assistants. If you can even have someone that just, it's like, you know, like Lucy in Peanuts, where she sets up her little like lemonade stand to offer psychiatric care. You could just have someone basically at a table offering like phone assistance right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
can't do that even without approval first.
But I mean, as far as like executing or like actually executing the idea, I think having someone who's available just. That people can walk up to the table and ask their questions, like, how do I get to do this on my phone?
Yeah.
How do I do this? Having that, I think, is, I get asked, I mean, every time I go to the office, I have people coming in asking for questions about something
like
with their phone or something.
Type,
and it's like, like everyone that has, you know, random questions, if they could just walk over to that person and ask them their question, they could do that. And
I noticed he wasn't at the meeting the other day, last week. So it'd just be a matter of finding that person. Well, almost any of us could do it. I think I could do it because the questions they're going to ask could give me your phone.
Even maybe finding a volunteer who's willing to come to each lunch and meeting and just saying, do you, like someone who's savvy with an iPhone, like to say, are you willing to sit during the lunch and provide answer iPhone questions?
Have teenagers.
Yeah, or even just like local people who just maybe.
I'm sure we could put it on Just Room.
We should know who's doing it too.
We should.
Elderly are really susceptible
to
giving up wrong information on stuff like this. I would hate
to people to get their
hate to find somebody
that
hey, here's an opportunity to teach old people to give me their social security number and how to route their money to my account.
No.
Yes.
So
that's a good point.
I mean, if you know them, that's great. But we should be careful.
Just the guy that's the member of the senior lunch bunch. He's gone. Yeah, he might be just really good. So
great.
We can. Bet him a little.
I'll talk to her tomorrow. At least I'm asking. I'm sure we can do it for next month.
This is related, but you mentioned like how to prevent falls and other things like that. I think our, so I work for a nonprofit architecture firm that focuses on accessibility retrofits and design, and so we often do kind of presentations about like what are some easy ways for you to make your home safer, right?
Yeah. Get the rugs out of the
building. Yep. Yeah. So we have like a full presentation and checklist. So
and
if you're interested in it,
handlebars
as a nonprofit, we'd be happy to come over for a lunch for a senior brunch and do a presentation.
See, that's why I just think there are people that just want to play bingo and go home.
Yeah.
They just really do. They want their prizes, and that's
which
great.
Which is fun. It's great. Yeah, a great social activity.
It is.
Yeah.
And then, but there's others who, the minute I brought up, you know, anything from line dancing to whatever, they're coming up and tugging after, want to talk to me after, and here's what we could do, and let's do this. They're just, they, I don't want to call them needy, but they could use a lot of information that I feel like I have to give for sure. But, and then I've worked with them before. You know, I ran that retirement center, so they're just precious people.
Yeah, yeah.
They are. And they have so much to give and so much. I've sat at these tables already and heard people talk about, you know, back in 1920, whatever, and the stories they have, just the stories, they can all entertain each other at every single meeting. They almost don't even need entertainment.
That's funny.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing that they were really concerned about this time was the Hatch Park was closed. They were very upset about that and wanted to talk. You know, they have the everybody that's running, you know, for office, and the mayor was there and things. But they didn't leave enough time. There was only time for one question. I'm like, I have some questions. But yeah, Hatch Park. But
so, what is the process for getting these activities other than? Like getting them approved or something like that.
I think I can approve it for if we're going to use this room for 30 minutes after the senior lunch bunch. We need to know, as Craig said, we need to know who's teaching it, who we're giving access to, these people. If they're going to bring their computers and stuff, we need to make sure we're not facilitating something that we don't want to do.
Because if you've got ideas and stuff, you can make like a list of like 4 months out, be like, these are the things, can we just get them approved one day and then start
but
working on the next list.
I don't see any problem with having classes after the senior
lunch. That'd be great. It's just
the
easiest way to try to drag them back here for another meeting. It's just hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great.
Great, yeah.
Pretty
if you want to just tell us what you want
to
do.
Okay.
So, to review again, so Jeff, you're taking October for the social media then, right?
I can email, if you guys are okay with the ideas that I mentioned.
Yeah,
like
great.
I said, I'll leave off the vaccine boost thing, but just to kind of throw out some ideas. And then for the walk recommendation, I have written down Foxborough Wetland, Wild Rose, Tunnel Springs. Is there any other walking areas, excuse me, I should mention?
There's one very unused trail. Where is it? Where like the hill is sliding down?
The one right here, top of Berry Circle.
Yeah, it's a nice little short, easy trail. Geologic something.
Geologic Springs.
Spring Hill Geologic Park.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets used very much, but it's a pretty easy little loop.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that's a great idea to tie it to specific areas in the city that people can walk and
there's the Legacy Trail. It's not a very exciting one, but it goes forever.
I use it a lot.
It does.
Depends on the time of day, how smelly it is, but
it's not my favorite trail because it's
for me it's a commuter trail. That's all I use it for.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You just commute?
I commute
that's
on
nice.
My bike down to Salt Lake. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It'll get you places.
It's great, it's a great active transportation route,
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then we're going to save yours for like January, December then?
I don't know if Jeff, how many you have, like ideas you have. We could do like October, November. I'm happy to start taking over in November, December, whenever we feel like seasonally it makes sense to have air quality start to become. Because I could probably take 1 or 2 months, I could take probably 2 months. With a couple
and
of
things. I
posts.
Think planning in this meeting
just
a couple of months ahead is always a good idea.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because I have some things too, like November's got some good holidays in there and like special days, and then I've been wanting to share, it's not as topical for winter, but stuff about being like We were talking with Nicole last month about community and positivity. I was just thinking about how negative social media is, and then how negative it gets on city community, not the city's page, but city community pages made by other people.
Do you want to take November? Like, November's a good time because it's like building up to the holidays.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Trying to get people in a positive. I mean, they're already kind of headed that direction, hopefully, in a positive light. But
I can take that November then. But yeah, I was just hoping we could figure it out because we meet on the 10th and that's like a third of the way through the month already. So I can take that then. So you can share yours and we can see how long Linda thinks she can take those. And I can share my ideas already, and when she wants to put them up, she can.
Yeah, if you have ideas, just send them out.
Yeah. And I'll start to send mine out so that we can refine them and have them ready for, you know, if we need to have them ready for November, we can do that too.
Cool.
So.
In November, gratitude, I mean, science has proven we're healthier when we're grateful for things.
So true.
And we focus on that every day.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to have Thanksgiving dinner every month. That's all I do.
Brainstorm ideas related to the adjacent shelter and how to support and mitigate the impacts. So
I think this was one that came from Alisa.
I think so too.
And Langabelt, so.
Okay.
Where are they building it again? Just like.
Yeah, I can show you.
It's over by Crossy Ranch, kind of like.
That's right.
As you go, I mean, it's further.
It's quite a ways north.
It's further north, but it's like in that general vicinity.
So this is the city's center street right here.
Uh-huh.
Here's Legacy Highway, Foxborough, and I-215. So if you continue to travel on Center Street over Legacy Highway, here's Crossy Ranch right
yep,
here.
Yep, that's Crossy
Ranch. And that's Salt Lake City.
And this is, once you cross the river, you're
that's
outside
Salt Lake.
Of the city of North Salt Lake, and it goes into
oh, really?
Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And then this road turns abruptly to the south. 90-degree angle and 2200 west, and so this is also Crossy Ranch, this whole thing, and you have some farms and ranches, and the homeless shelter or the campus would be right here.
It's that plot by the freeway, yeah.
Yeah, that's right here.
This is the baseball field that the city owns,
yeah.
And I think the church is that the church property that they're looking at. Now there's a big development going in just south of there, and a lot of people think they've already broken ground for the homeless shelter, but that is not the shelter.
This is the property for the shelter.
Yeah.
And I think right now there's no contract on this property, but this is.
How close is downtown from there? Or like any bus stops or anything like that?
So it is to Lee's Marketplace. It's 2.4 miles.
Okay.
And to Lucky.
Oh,
Market,
there's the quarry right there.
Yeah,
oh, it's
yep.
pretty
Lucky
far
Market
north of
Salt
Lake.
Here. It's 2.6 miles, 2.7 miles. So it's almost about the same. It's a little easier direction to just go this way to Lucky's.
They have mentioned adding like a shuttle bus.
Are there any bus routes for them to?
There's no bus routes there.
It's like a long walk for someone to get out there then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll know more as it goes along, but.
Yep.
I don't know if I've asked this before, but with that, we haven't found a location for the Davis County one yet. That would be is this a Salt Lake County one then?
This really isn't one of those
county?
Required
okay.
shelters.
This is the state, isn't it?
It's more of a campus facility that's supposed to have a full service campus. So they'll have a store there. They'll have a clinic. Hmm. They'll have job training there. This is the idea. Of course, they'll have beds, 300 beds. They'll have rehabilitation services, drug addiction and stuff.
So this is like
mental health services, counseling.
A private group?
Wayne Niederheiser said we want to have enough services so that people don't have to leave if they don't want to leave.
Huh.
I mean, they don't have to go anywhere to get services.
Daddy?
If they're employed, they'll have to leave to go to their jobs.
Yeah.
Most of these folks won't be employed at first.
So. You guys, this might be a weird question, but I'm trying to understand what the real concern it is. Like, I'm just hearing a lot of fear about it, but like, I've never been afraid really of homeless people before myself. I just don't know.
I think what I hear most is just, will it degrade North Salt Lake City's neighborhoods, will people, will we have an influx of vagrancy? Will crime go up?
Is that, they go hand in hand then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Homeless shelters go hand in hand with crime.
Drug use and intoxication and overdoses, and that leads to a lot of theft and trespassing, and it's a real quality of life concern when you have a homeless issue in your neighborhoods.
And it's not just the homeless. There are other people who
prey
on the homeless.
Yes.
You'll attract people into the community that will take advantage of people that are homeless. So, you know, all that contributes or could contribute to an overall decline in the neighborhoods. And we don't want that to happen.
And they prey on themselves quite a bit, too. Like every week I get a bulletin from Salt Lake City's crime analysis unit, and there's at least 10 people that are homeless that have been victimized in pretty tragic ways that they can't find by other homeless people. And it just, the crime statistics look really bad. It's kind of like the gang violence we saw here in the 90s. Most of that didn't affect anybody except gang on gang, but it's unnerving. It's unnerving to know that you've got these kinds of behaviors going on in vacant fields next door to Mavericks or whatever. Mm.
Yeah, I don't hear people. I don't hear very often people saying pejorative things about homeless individuals. I think it's really the impacts of having a facility.
Yeah.
Because I think when I talk to individual residents, people are kind-hearted.
Yeah.
They have sympathy. They have empathy.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get that in a group meeting. Sometimes that gets lost. But most people I talk to have a lot of feeling about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good feeling about helping people.
Yeah.
I've heard concerns about the location being disconnected from services.
It makes so far.
Which is a big concern, right? Like being so far out there, most of these individuals do not have cars, and so just making sure that if it is going to be a campus, that they have everything they need there, or transportation to the locations that they need to. That's one of the major concerns that a lot of people were. Now, whether they were raising that just to raise objections or whether they were actually concerned about it, you know, it's hard to know that. But I think that's another thing that people have been concerned about. But
it's a lot.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we'll keep that one on the agenda for next time.
Yeah. Discussion on feedback from other committees. Do you have more from the City Lunch Bunch and anybody from any other groups?
Yeah, I do. My room is.
Awesome.
Thing. But anyway, let's see, they're telling us on the computer, so that's great. I was going to ask you guys, I don't know which one to bring up first in any kind of order, but I had some questions about like the protocol of our committee, but that's starting to look like, yeah, I know you come, you bring, I guess it was mentioned to me that you know, Alyssa, if I have felt like kind of runs the committee, not sure, but that person is, you know, our liaison is supposed to they're supposed to be ahead of our committee, but then she is just supposed to take things back. Like, I just kind of don't know, when something comes in my head, who do I call first? And then sometimes it's Wendy even. Like, I don't know, just being new here, this is my fourth one, you guys, and I'm trying to be a sponge and I'm trying to understand. But I don't, because my initial interview is to talk to you, but then it's that you're the head of the committee, but then it feels like Alyssa is the head of the committee. I don't know.
No, she's just
the chair. I called her about it one time.
Yeah, Mason's
our
chair.
Jess,
our
vice chair, too. But I mean, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if you have ideas or things, you can send them in the group email, and we can communicate things, but the only thing we can't do is come to a decision, right?
Right. Yeah, we ought, and really we ought not to be deliberating through email either.
But informing.
But if you want, if one of the members of the committee sends an email and says, hey, I have this idea, can we discuss it? Then that would be a great way to get something on the agenda.
Well, I think what I'm wondering is that, because we've had a lot of ideas and we say, oh, that would be cool, cooking classes. We have, you know, we go through, oh yeah, let's, but then I just don't see us implementing a lot of it. And then the time, well, because like the mayor, when I first discussed this with him, and the use of the clubhouse even up there. And I just said, it sits empty every day. It almost drives me crazy because we could have community things there. Like, and then when I mentioned that, and Alyssa said, I said, well, how do we go about being able to use it? How are we gonna do this? She said, we can use it whenever we want. It's our building. And I'm like, oh, well then can I just go, I'll just go talk to
Tyler.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just say, what night can I use it?
Yeah, that's going to be really difficult to do.
Is it then?
It's not a community center. And
so why did our mayor think, and he said, oh, and come down and use our building down there too. And
yeah,
it made
this
it
building's
seem
a lot different. Mm-hmm. That building,
the business.
Tyler does not know the schedule. It's not empty every day. Especially during golf season.
No, I really kind of know that because I actually was the administrator. I did run the weddings and things. But I do know that there's a lot of empty nights.
There
like
are
you don't
empty
have
nights.
Weddings Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, quiet. And of course,
so
I live right there, so I see
you know,
it.
It's just not that easy with Tyler running a business up there to use the building.
Isn't it then?
That sounds like an excuse.
You just have to walk in and say, I'll pay
that. It's also got a bond that's being repaid by the way the business operates. Isn't that bonded out? And so there's some public obligations to make sure that's utilized the way that the bond was.
I think the city has hesitated to cross that line, even for its own events, to go use that building. So.
Once a year for the Christmas dinner. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that helps.
So I don't know that it's. I can see from your standpoint that, gee, there's time when that building could be used, but it would be very difficult to say, okay, every Tuesday afternoon we're going to have a class, or we're going to use the building for 3 or 4 hours for this every once a week or something, because the schedule up there doesn't work that way at all. If he has a tournament. Schedule the tournament.
Yeah, I know that, but
so,
yeah.
Mm. But we'd have to think about that some more. Maybe we'd get Tyler in the room.
We just don't have a senior center. We don't have a community. And then people, this whole new idea.
Center. We have a plan for a community center in Hatch Park.
Yeah.
Right.
Phase
right.
2 of Hatch Park.
Yeah. But even until then.
But it's not built, right?
One of the other things I just wanted to talk about quick, get you guys' ideas, is that I hear this thing that I'm one of the Hill people. I'm a Hill people. And this is the first I've ever heard of it, you guys. Like, and then people tell me, well, the Foxborough people, they don't like the Hill people. Well, they don't want to come to our the fireworks and stuff. That they don't show up. And that even if we had things at the clubhouse, they wouldn't come. And I'm like, what is this? Like, I know people I love at Foxborough, right? Do you guys all, everybody lives in Foxborough but me?
No, Mason's up there.
But is that true? That, like, it's almost borderline offensive to be called the Hill people.
It may be true. I've never heard anyone call you that.
Oh, haven't you?
No.
Oh.
And
or just anybody does. Because that'd be a lot like saying to them, the below the tracks people.
I think at city council meetings, we've talked about people who live on the hillside, people who live in the center part of the city, and people who live in Foxborough. If you look at the minutes of the meetings, we've described it that way. I think Elisa has described it here that way.
I think I used the phrase Hill people in the last session, but to the extent it's pejorative, it was meant to as like a silly joke of like, you know, I'm from the wrong side of the tracks because I live west of the train tracks. So, which the train tracks have been driving me crazy lately with the lights are broken. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But
I feel more like it would break my heart to think that they think there's any kind the people.
I think there is a sentiment out maybe out in Foxborough that the city puts more resources into the east side of the city.
Oh, into the golf course.
I don't think that's true, but because the golf course is paid for by golfers.
Yeah.
We're not subsidizing the golf course at all. We haven't for 6 years now. So we did at one time, but the city entered into that purchase agreement to buy the course, and that's what we did. And that's been retired for some time.
When I've talked to people in Foxborough, it's never been like used in a derogatory way. It's always just, so I think we have to admit, like, as a city, like as a planned city, we have a huge industrial area that just kind of bisects our city, right? So we have to realize that there is kind of this geographic connection, right? And I think the city has done great recently with like hosting events at Legacy Park and then hosting events in other parks, right? Trying to kind of distribute those events. But I think we have to recognize that there are distinct neighborhoods that are kind of, or have developed, right? Whether it's the Hill area or up on the Hill, or whether it's Foxborough and in between kind of the central city. I think just geographically we have a...
And I will say, so I attend the golf committee. And there are folks who live up around the golf course, citizens who help us mostly with the financial part of the golf course. And I was talking about Legacy Park Monday Night Food Trucks Night, and two of the golf committees said, what's Legacy Park?
Exactly.
You know, I've never been down there.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's a natural tendency to sort of,
maybe,
you know, keep your world small, and you live in your place, you come and go. And
well, and as Alyssa has stated several times, or where we've discussed it as a committee, like, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think we have differing levels of community, right? You have your immediate blocks, right, or immediate neighborhoods, and then you have your city, right? And there's no, it's not wrong or right that maybe you're closer to your, you know, block members or your neighborhood members, so long as we can find a way as a city to come together, you know, on certain things, right? Which I think, at least for me, the 4th of July thing, I think most of my neighbors go up to the 4th of July fireworks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the highlight of our year. Most of us, it's the highlight of our year. So I don't ever see that as being disconnected from us. I mean,
I think part of it's geography too. Like I don't go to hardly any of the food truck nights just because it's a trek, you know. But if something's up near the golf course, it's easier for me to go. You know, Legacy Park, they might not know because it needs to be renamed because Google Maps takes them to Salt Lake City. And then it says it's called Foxborough North Regional Park is what it calls it. Or they need to rename their Legacy Park. Maybe ours is the original.
I don't think so.
But I think it's just geography, and I think it's going into like what you're saying. Like, we have our city identity and pride, and then we can have our regional, and that's kind of what Nicole's trying to build as well, is some of that closer... within the people around you,
I mean, also just, let's be honest, I mean, there's a vibe. Like, I was up the hill, really far up the hill this past weekend, going door to door for something, and was treated differently than when I went door to door in Foxborough last year. So it's just different, so.
Part of that might be that we get solicitors like nobody's business too.
We get solicitors in Foxborough too. Mm-hmm. It's just different. So,
people think if we live there, I have one of the smaller houses up there, but you know, people just think there's an association that you have the money. I know a guy, one of my neighbors, told us that he and his brother lives, I'm not sure, more central. But they both called on the same exact issue of their home, same something, just to test it, same company. And then, you know, that bid was hundreds of dollars higher than the bid that his brother got. And then, So, I mean, yard people, whatever, we just get, sometimes it's just pathetic. But I can tell you that, like, I had a fundraiser for a Guatemalan family and stuff, cinnamon rolls. There were people that just said, I don't want any cinnamon rolls, but here's $100, give them. You know, if there was a person in Foxborough or anywhere that needed something and you told that community, they'd be the first people to help with it too. I guess I have a hard time if there's division or people think that, because everyone up there has the same problems, if not bigger ones sometimes.
Well, and I think
than anybody else. They're just human, right? And they all have stuff. That makes me sad to hear that, though.
Part of our role as a health and wellness is also to build community, right?
Yeah.
That's within.
That's why I'm thinking.
That's within our thing. And I think, like Jeff's stating, I think we have to face the fact that there is a socioeconomic divide based on housing affordability and location, right? Like, that is runs deep in the division between
true,
the two,
but
right?
I just think there's not an attitude of we're better than people that live down here. Like, I don't know. I swear to you, a single person there that thinks they're better for living there.
Well,
than,
I think maybe that's one of our roles as a committee is to help bridge that. Like,
maybe,
okay,
yeah.
if that really doesn't exist, how do we do that, right?
How do
we connect these two neighborhoods? You know, even though there's different vibes, you know, different backgrounds, different. I would also just guess that there's like age discrepancies, there's all sorts of things, right, between the two neighborhoods. There's a lot of differences between the two.
It's also like when certain sections of the city, like Assimilator, became part of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like I lived here when I was like 15, and a lot of it was up in that area, but now we've gotten, you know, all these other places. And for some people who've been up there for 30 years, they don't really think about some of that. But yeah. Or anywhere, you know, yeah. Some of these new. That was actually something I learned about in the mayor's biography for his campaign thing.
Oh, yeah.
With some of these. I was like, I didn't know some of these were so recent.
Yeah.
Some of these that we'd acquired.
Yeah. But I think what Nicole is doing, you're aware of what Nicole's doing, or her kind of initiative with block parties and and trying to, like, I think she's, her efforts, I think, are, I hope, you know, I see them going a long ways to, like, helping connect local neighborhoods, but then also hopefully we can kind of expound on that. And how do we, now that we've got community here, how do we connect here? So
maybe. Last Sunday I was actually, took a walk around the golf course, came across the cul-de-sac right there across, and there were people having a party, and I didn't know if it, so people were walking away, so I said, does it happen to be a block party? Like, is it just the neighborhood? She goes, yeah, we do it all the time. We just all get together in the cul-de-sac. And I said, well, cool, we're talking about that with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good.
Yeah.
But we don't, do we now offer $100?
No.
We don't do it yet.
Not
some
yet.
Other
we
city
not
is
yet.
Doing that.
Not
huh?
yet. Yeah.
No.
We don't yet.
I'm reporting
not
that
yet.
In the next meeting.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I'm looking at two wellness program right now.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I thought that was need. Somebody just has to take the initiative, I guess, and want to.
Yeah.
But it's very conducive when you have a cul-de-sac. Makes it a little bit easier.
You know, and I just say this, in the city councils over the years, they have they've talked about how do we connect these neighborhoods. And they've talked about all the things you guys just talked about, you know, acknowledging that each neighborhood is different. People are different situations, economic, there's a lot of economic diversity from people who are renting housing to purchasing starter homes to midlife to, you know.
Yeah, we have a whole range.
Basement.
And we have everything. And I think now, lately, the last couple of years, I think the conversations have turned more to how do we enrich and enhance the experience of living in North Salt Lake, no matter where you live.
Yeah.
So we've talked about regional trail segments that would connect east and west, so people could either get on a bike or a walk or whatever, and you could go from Wild Rose Trail clear to Legacy Trail on a trail or on an oversized sidewalk or pathway.
Cool.
I kind of like that approach better. I love the block party approach. For me, and Craig probably has some opinions on this, but for me, a victory in our community would be if neighbors knew their neighbors, if they would take care of each other.
Yeah.
I have, where I live, some of the best neighbors. I've had things stolen out of my garage by leaving my garage door open all night.
We have to. I mean,
but where I live now, I have neighbors that call me at 10 o'clock.
Watch out.
They're like, hey, did you know your garage door is open? Maybe maybe you should, you know, take a look. And I am very appreciative. We look out for each other.
Yes.
And so, it's the kind of neighborhood I would want to live in. But I think it's, I think that's a victory if we can get people out of their homes.
Well, the whole idea of that, something we could promote.
To know who their immediate neighborhood is. I saw a community a long, long time ago that had an initiative of get to know every neighbor that you live next to. So the two on the side, two or three across the street.
That's a good idea.
And it was a really great initiative, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good initiative.
Because if everybody knew each other, you know, just think of how the community could come together in a crisis or in any situation, just to help one another.
Yeah.
Like you said, people always have trouble too. But anyway, I kind of think the city has turned, maybe as they've tried to talk about this issue of these different neighborhoods, we've kind of turned towards a more regional approach, and then more of an internal what's happening on your street, you know, approach, which I think is more feasible.
Yeah.
It's more doable because you're not really gonna. I'm not really gonna get those golf committee members to go to the food truck night, you know. Because and why should we? Why should we care if they go or not?
Yeah, that's
the food truck night is for anybody who wants to go. We have residents. I've met people who don't live in North Salt Lake that come to our food truck night because they love it.
How many are there? How many food trucks?
There's seven or eight food trucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they switch around too because it's with the collective, right?
The food truck league. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the league. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The best one this year that I went to was the street tacos on the Latino Heritage Night. That was the best food I had all year.
But that was that a good event? I was really bummed to miss it. Yeah, I couldn't go that night.
Yeah, they're not. You know, it wasn't packed or anything, but you know, it was a couple hundred people probably drifted through. Mm-hmm. Maybe
that's great.
Maybe
that's
more, good. I don't know. I was too busy eating tacos.
Just to go over, you know, that presentation, and I didn't make any comments because the survey still kind of really gets to me. We still do have people that are just concerned about a lot, in our community and stuff, and it's, what can we do? And then I'd love to see more people respond to the survey. I'd love to have some sort of way that every household knows to fill out the survey. There's just got to be a way to get more people to fill that out.
There are ways. You know, we could pay people to go and knock doors and stuff. But that's always a possibility.
We could also ask. We could ask the Mormon Church. We could say, "Will the youth take this on as a project?" And, you know, distribute flyers to everybody's house or get the word out there because
there's
matters.
Lots of things you can do.
Yeah.
But that means
so anyway, I'd love to figure out.
I think the participation level also is kind of part of the survey's results. As you kind of say, okay, we mentioned the survey on these social media platforms this many times, and this was our reach, and then these were the numbers we got. So if we want higher numbers, what strategies do we plan next time? So, yeah.
But something door to door, like a flyer.
A door to door, people don't miss it. They don't miss something at their door. But I think the older generation still, I'm going to say, don't get online and go, what are we supposed to be doing now? Like, they don't get on.
Yeah, they won't do a paper survey, though. The group that does the survey. It's an electronic survey.
They still have to, still have to do that.
So if someone's
going to
take the survey, they've got to go to a site and do it on.
Yeah, because it's just too expensive
just
to give out.
It's not going to be a paper.
Yeah.
Survey. Yeah, an analysis is harder for paper, right?
Yeah,
data entry.
Has to input it all.
Yep.
It's just subject to error.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it trickier. It's hard. I was talking with a guy at work today out in Colorado, and he was asking me for my work, how do you get cities to respond with information and data with things? And I was like, man, I don't even know. And I told him about the survey. I was like, it's not an easy answer. And we have a survey in Utah that's sponsored by one of the major colleges, and it goes to a whole bunch of cities, and we have a city of 30,000 people, right? 25,000 people, and we got 600 responses, and they were like, what a great turnout you guys had.
Yes, it's so, a statistically valid survey.
Yeah,
it's higher,
that many responses.
It was, we got really good, yeah, we got more responses than anybody
else.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good response rate.
And I was like, it's hard to get citizens to care enough to fill out something that's that lengthy.
I just wonder, those people that do respond, do they have a certain mentality?
Yeah.
So do you get an accurate,
it's hard.
Is it really accurate? Because those people...
The people that didn't respond are kind of telling on themselves too. And the people that do respond are saying how like community, like community involvement is one of the things that we're concerned about. And then there's, you know, 98% of the population didn't respond. It was like, they might be onto something. So, yeah.
That's a good point.
But this issue is across, I mean, Ken can probably say this is across like city involvement, like planning commissions, right? Like public hearings. The only people that typically show up are the people that are mad about something that's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also a lot of the times it's disproportionately, you know, older generations that are there because they have time, or it's held at a time that they're available, right? So like, I think it's not just, you know, with our survey, it's just, you know, it's a battle to try to get city involvement or people engaged in the city.
The next survey does go out next year though, right?
Next year.
So yeah, we could, like, I think flyers, more on social media, the marquee, I don't know, but we gotta find a good way to.
Yeah.
Because we even did drop.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe we need stickers that everybody wears for us to take the survey.
It says, I took the survey, like I voted.
Yeah, just like the I voted ones. We can just march around with signs, like up and down.
Okay, we should pick it. Yeah, let's pick it.
Or put it in the water bill.
Well, it could
be
on our signs. It could be on our signs, you guys. It could say,
yeah, there's like the marquee, like take the weather.
Yeah, it could be.
I think we did all those things.
Okay.
And
that's how we got the high response rate.
I didn't see the picketing though.
We didn't go door to door, and so you know, and we didn't do.
Yeah.
You know, if you're gonna do a door to door thing, you're probably gonna get a couple hundred more people to respond.
So.
Or more.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. You know, the census has the same,
mm-hmm.
same problem. You know, they eventually end up going door to door because people just don't respond, and they're supposed to respond by law. You're supposed to respond, so I think.
So with the door-to-door, would it be not just knocking and telling, but would it just be hanging like a thing on their handle?
We have to decide what we're
doing. Yeah.
Because I think if we're asking to do that, I think we're also volunteering ourselves to be part of that effort to get out there and hit those doors. It's a health and wellness survey, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could also, I think the city could also add questions to the survey.
Well, we can tailor make it a little bit.
And we ought to think about that, and other committees are thinking about that. And we can market the survey a little bit differently, as if with the spirit of, for example, that the city's going to use the survey results to guide its decisions and what it spends money on and what problems it undertakes for the public. And so if it's kind of presented in a way that if you want to have some influence on the future of your city,
fill
out the survey.
I like that.
And we didn't do that before.
Yeah.
We've never done that.
Yeah.
And I think that the city could do a better job stressing the importance why the survey is important.
Yeah.
You know,
I think
not
that's
just
really good.
That we're doing a survey just for the university, for Utah State.
Mm-hmm.
But
there was all the community meetings for the totally drawing a blank on what it was called, but when we were talking about the city plan,
mm-hmm.
and there was
yeah.
community meetings
yeah.
in like
the
all the different
plan, right?
Yeah, the general plan, there was community meetings in all the different areas of the city, and
it was that's kind of what I'm talking about.
It was
if you presented it that way,
but
yeah.
but thinking of like the community participation levels, like we, like I went to I think three or four of them, and there was, you know, 50 to 100 people at each one. So you're thinking like that's about, you know, if we have 436 who filled it out, 600, like those are this kind of similar numbers to what you saw at the community at the.
It's kind of a ceiling that you. It's hard to exceed that ceiling because
yeah.
people are just.
We should have maybe offered pizza at those.
That's great.
Free candy.
Yeah.
We're like.
We got a thousand this time.
And we're across donuts.
Oh, yeah, or no, we gotta do JJ's donuts.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, come on, guys.
We should.
I live down there, so.
Oh, there you go, there you go. Or like some other way to incentivize it, you know, be like, yeah. I don't know. If you take the survey, you're in a drawing to win a North Salt Lake baseball hat.
Yeah, we could brainstorm some ideas.
We could.
It's a good time to
yeah.
And start doing that. That's a great issue. I appreciate you bringing that.
Do you know when it goes out next year?
I don't.
Okay.
Probably, I would think spring or summer.
Yeah, I thought it was around then. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other feedback from any other committees?
I have just one thing I didn't get
yeah,
to say is
course.
The appreciation they have had just for me being there. And this time I didn't get up at the mic or anything, but other times I've had, I said, we care about what you guys, you know, and talk to them about we're going to, we've heard this, these are the things you guys want, and this is what we are really are going to work on it. They said, it's just so nice to really have, they love it. They love having somebody there that's just saying, we really do care. And
have you been going to every single one then? Each of the senior lunch bunches?
Who?
Have you been going to every single one then?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's nice. I've been slacking with the trails and committee. They're on Tuesdays, right?
Senior lunch bunch is a little different.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they have
bingo.
I know.
Like,
but it was never intended that you guys would go to all.
No, I know, but I haven't even talked to them in a couple months. They're on Tuesdays, and that's a hard evening for me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I've been slacking. So I don't have anything
I mean,
to report.
You know,
yeah.
It's a little different.
It's
no, I get it.
It's
they should get bingo
it's
with
fun.
The trails, and
yeah.
then they'll go
yeah.
more often.
I could, if you needed me to. Like,
you did miss. I need.
Closer,
I need to take you up on that.
Because I'm on the wrong side of the tracks. just like the public building.
I don't know, Jeff. You might be on the right side of the tracks.
We have Japanese noodle place, a nail salon. I mean, I'm happy.
It's a great place, yeah. Down
yeah.
there.
And Lee's.
Trying to get a chicken
and Lee's. Lee's. Yeah.
Whenever I, you know, cross the
really
tracks, I try to hit a Lee's when I can.
What's that breakfast?
Our
kitchen.
Yeah.
Like,
our kitchen
nice
cafe.
Yeah.
Oh, our calls it the devil's. I shouldn't say I didn't report it. It's just like Smith's. Yeah. Cool.
My desk
every
morning.
So no more no more feedback,
yeah.
right? Okay. Alisa would have our city council update. I guess we'll ask Ken. Anything?
Yeah.
ICAC.
So with Alisa not here, Ken, do you have anything from the city council?
I don't have anything from city council.
Okay. Any other committee?
Oh, I wanted to mention, you had mentioned Alisa's involvement with the committee.
Yeah.
I think that is one of the, and maybe it's both you and Alisa, I think it's one of the positions, one of the positions is like, if we do come to a consensus and we think something should be presented to city council, that she could be the person to communicate it to city council,
mm-hmm.
or add it as an agenda item on their agenda.
But she doesn't necessarily lead this.
She's not even a voting member of the committee,
yeah.
right? She
no.
is.
She's not
yeah.
a voting member.
Because we actually
she's
are functioning.
Yeah.
<She's>
quoting a movie.
I guess it
yeah.
just feels like when she's here to me that she's in charge.
Well,
or no, why?
I think
well,
she's on the city council,
yeah.
right?
She's
I mean, she's
a
very energetic. And we are technically working, from what I understand, we're working underneath the
city
council's
kind of
purview and powers. And so we're just kind of feeding them recommendations, we're feeding them ideas, we're kind of working on their behalf.
Yeah.
But I think there's been several meetings where she makes sure to know that, like, hey, I'm just kind of here, you know. Obviously, she has a lot to share and say, and I think it's great, right? But yeah, she's not technically in charge.
I would say this, that she loves the committee. She cares about the stuff.
Yeah, I can tell that for
sure.
Yeah.
I just didn't know, like at one point
it's really, it's supposed to be a citizen committee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mason and the committee members, you guys who have been appointed, should be the ones really taking the votes, making the recommendations.
Yeah, I think she's just excited, passionate. She's also been a consistent member of this group too.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like I'm the third chair since I've been here. We had two others before me, and probably have someone else new next year, and so that kind of like shifts around. And and but she's been here consistently, and so have you, Ken, so thanks.
Oh, thanks.
And Chief Black,
too. I'm trying.
But yeah. Any other, any committee member business? My only thing is, with the trail series coming up, I'd like to pick that up again and kind of do it in conjunction with the trails committee, which is why I need to go talk to them sometime. Again, it was, when we did it before, it was good in the summer. It'd be nice to get, like, there was the first month we did it well together, the second month they kind of took it on, and the third month I like kind of did it on my own. But I think it'd be nice to get a winter month.
I was going to say, I didn't realize until late, like, I want to say like 2 years ago, someone from the city, I'm drawing a blank now, I'm sorry, I'm at the age where I can't remember names. Someone from the city was talking about snowshoeing. And,
yeah,
and I was like, where would you do that? And
Tunnel Springs,
like, Wild Rose Trail.
Wild Rose Trail is a great one.
And
yeah,
she said basically
yeah,
every hiking trail it becomes a snowshoe trail.
Exactly.
There's snow on. I was like,
exactly.
I had no idea. So
yeah.
I know I'm from the Midwest, but I mean, I thought that was I have snowshoes and I didn't use them like all last year. And I was like, I could have.
Yeah,
tons
totally
of trails. The higher you go,
can you cross country ski on them too?
Probably, yeah. I don't know. I've never
you
done that.
You can anywhere if you're brave enough.
I know a lot of people snowshoe on the golf course, but I don't think we want to encourage that one. As much as there are trails that we have that are really good, but I think it'd be fun to get a winter trail series going.
Yeah, and I think that's really just because we have a trails committee that's now really active. Also,
yeah,
it would be good for you to coordinate and just talk to them about it when you visit their committee. That'd be a good thing to talk about. Just,
yeah.
How do you want to do, the Health and Wellness Committee wants to do trail and walking activities too. How do we work together to do that so we don't overlap?
Exactly.
You know.
We did that pretty well in the past, and I still have the Strava group. There's still like 24 people in it.
That's great.
And we got to just, I'd like to resurrect it, but maybe not wait until the summertime again. And
yeah.
I think, I still think it'd be fun to do a winter one. So.
Great.
I would totally go.
Yeah. You totally would what?
I would totally go, yeah.
Okay. Let's try and sell. I don't know. What's it? I always think that it doesn't, that it snows earlier than it does, and it doesn't stay as long as it does. What's like the best month? Like, is it February, January? When do we have?
For snow?
Yeah.
Like, to guarantee that we have snow?
Yeah.
I'd probably say January or February. Yeah. Because sometimes it's pretty late. I mean, and for, you know, snowshoeing or the types of things like that, you want a pretty good base that's built up a little bit, right? But
maybe
I don't know. Yeah.
Talk and coordinate to tell something to the trails committee if I can't go coming up.
Yeah, and maybe it's also something that you maybe plan more elicited, where we kind of, you know, maybe say like on social media, maybe you have an announcement where it's like, you know, lots of snowfall this week. We'll have a
that's
a good
make
idea.
Like a short notice thing. Like,
well, that's
like
a good idea.
Like
weather dependent, like
dependent.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it's a good idea.
Well, that was something I was thinking with health and wellness, is that in the wintertime I've become very...
A recluse.
Like, yeah, a recluse and just less, I was trying to think of like less active physically, you know?
Yeah.
Just like,
like
sedentary, you know?
Say
what?
Like,
sip tea
eat
and...
Eat cheese and like, yeah.
But it's a good time to encourage people to still, myself included, to still get out there and move around and... Yeah. Tell them it's a bad air quality day. Don't go out and snowshoe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they should snowshoe up above the bad air.
Oh, there you go.
It is good to get up there and
get out of the inversion.
Just don't look back, because then you're disgusted as you're coming back down into it.
Okay, this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else for that one? So next one we're going to keep the health. We're going to talk about the Healthy Utah steps that we took. We're going to keep talking about the wellness results and the Davis County Health Plan, and also talking about the adjacent shelter. I think those are all the ones we wanted to keep.
Yeah, there was one in the minutes for November, and I missed it earlier. I had an assignment to figure out the block party program that Tooele County was doing, or Tooele City, I mean, and so I'll report back on that one. So we put that on the agenda.
Okay, Nicole will be back too. She said on the 10th to talk about that.
I might be presenting to the planning commission on possibly the 28th of this month. If I do that, and then I could email Wendy, ask her to add that to the discussion topics. I guess it would also, that would just be in the discussion feedback. Feedback from other groups.
Yeah.
So never mind.
Is that the email you sent out today?
Yeah, it's the same thing. I just Nicole had suggested a couple technical fixes.
Okay.
And so I did that, and then also when you look at any PowerPoint, like, and you're not using Microsoft PowerPoint, it deliberately distorts
moves
everything
around. Yeah.
So, and when I opened it on my phone and on my computer on Google, it distorted it. But then I opened it on PowerPoint and it worked. So it's just a Microsoft being uncooperative with other. Yeah.
Not playing nice.
Yeah.
Not playing nice. Anything else to add? Let's adjourn.
Yep. Cool.
So,
awesome. I like the new logo on this.
It is more Scandinavian.
Yes, it does.
I like the.